This is Earth and Sky. A listener wants to know, can people actually shatter glass by singing a particular note?
To understand the answer to this, you need to know that every object has a resonant frequency. That's the natural frequency at which an object vibrates. If you could run a damp finger along the rim of a glass, you might hear a faint, ghostly hum, the resonant frequency of the glass. To shatter the glass, the singer's voice has to be able to match that frequency.
Also, the singer has to sing very loudly. A jackhammer operates at a loudness of about 90 decibels. The human threshold for pain comes at about 120 decibels. To shatter a glass, a singer has to produce a note with an ear-splitting intensity of about 135 decibels.
And the singer also needs to hold that note for at least 2 to 3 seconds for the vibration to build up enough to cause the glass to shatter. It helps to have the right kind of glass, too, a large one with thin, nearly vertical sides. In the late 1970s, laboratory experiments with a professional soprano and a trumpet player showed that neither could shatter glass. The famed tenor Enrico Caruso was said to be able to do it, but his wife denied it.
So there are physical conditions under which a human voice should be able to break a glass, but it's improbable that an unamplified human voice could actually do it. With thanks to the National Science Foundation, we're Bloch and Bird for Earth and Sky.